That is the name of the show. Thanks for making us part of your Saturday afternoon here on KGMI. That's the Newstalk 790, KGMI.com, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. If you don't remember, the name of the show is Community Connection. I'm Bill Davis, your host, and always a pleasure to welcome back to the microphones a very good friend of mine who lives on the rich side of Sudden Valley. I live on the poor side of Sudden Valley. What are you? Are you gate three?
I'm gate one, but I'm your tenant, aren't I? I'm living in that house that you own. You're my landlord, right?
Those tones belong to Brian Krulak. He's the director of golf, Sudden Valley Golf. You're gate three?
Gate one. I was gate three for a long time. I've lived in every gate in Sudden Valley.
You moved up from gate three to he's up to gate one. I'm still way down in gate five. I can't even see gate three in my horizon.
I lived in gate five. I've lived in gate two, gate nine. I've lived everywhere in Sudden Valley. I've been there for 30 plus years.
So. You sound like Johnny Cash. You've been everywhere in Sudden Valley,
that's
man.
That's right. That's right. I'm still hoarse from the Seahawks game.
Oh, you were there?
I was there earlier this week. Yeah, it was great. I see.
Were you the one booing Blair Walsh? At the end of the game. It wasn't his fault.
Have.
You know, anybody who says it's his fault, were you on his case?
No, I was on his case. I mean, I think it's unfortunate that he couldn't kick a 52-yard field goal, but there was so much leading, so many mistakes leading up to that, to blame it all on the kicker is not fair.
Missing three against Redskins. Okay,
that was on
that's
him.
On you.
Yeah.
But a 52-yarder as time is expiring
in November,
at night, in
cold,
November.
Yeah.
Come on. You could, you know, Pete Carroll, had you not challenged, you would have had an extra timeout.
Yeah.
Oh. If you hadn't gone for whatever that was at the end of the first half.
Pete had a bad game.
Which, as Pete said, well, if it had worked, it would have been great. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
A Hail Mary, if it had worked, would have been great.
Yeah. Not our best effort.
I guess I should be more depressed about the game, but I'm not. They're going to play another one.
Yep. I still had a good time. It's always fun to go to the game. So
yeah, they have some of the best food in the Northwest too. Any of the stadiums.
Yeah, it's a great experience. They do a wonderful job. It's really good.
Now, do you take the Sounder down there, or do you actually drive and do you park?
I go pretty rarely, but when I go, I usually park. You drive and park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Walk.
Yeah. Well, he's Brian Krulak. We're going to talk golf now.
Yeah. How about golf?
You're in the midst of the winter, the Audi winter Bellingham.
The Audi Bellingham winter series.
I'll get it right in a second.
Yeah. We are.
Boy, they pay a lot of money. It's right in front of me. I ought to get it right. Now, when was the last one you had? A couple
last
weeks ago?
Last one was November 11th. Yep, yeah. A couple weeks ago.
And then how'd that turn out for you?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Wasn't that the really good day, like 62 degrees and
that
sunny
was,
or something?
It was a really good day. It wasn't that warm. The one before. Before that was the Big Cup Shamble at the end of October,
right.
And that was 65 degrees and sunny. We had 132 players out for that one. It was
insane.
Yeah, yeah, it was wonderful. And then one person scramble on November 11th was really good too. Nice weather, nice turnout with over 90 players. So, and then we're getting ready for the big one, the Ball Busters, coming up on December 2nd.
Oh, a week from today.
A week from today, we go to the Ball Buster.
I'm sorry, the what tournament?
the FCC approved Ball Buster.
It's the Ball Buster tournament.
Yes, sir.
At Sudden Valley Golf Course.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. The Audi Bellingham Winter
Ball
Series.
Buster.
Ball Buster. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Now tell me the format on a ball. By the way, can people still enter?
Yeah. We'll be taking entries all this week.
Okay. So we'll tell them we'll send them to the place in just a second.
Yep.
But tell me what the formatics are on the Ball Buster series.
It's crazy fun. We set the course up really goofy. We put the tee boxes way back, like off the golf course, really. Like, for example, the first tee is up in the clubhouse area where we park carts. So it results in about a 630-yard hole. So it's insane. Then we put the tent.
Well,
hold on.
Have you ever put the tee box on the patio at El Agave?
We've thought about that.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the railing, that's exactly what we would do.
That's a bit of a handicap, isn't it?
Exactly. But we're not far from that. And then we put the pins in horrible spots. So it's really difficult to putt. But we play the format we play is a four-person scramble, so it's in that respect it kind of eases it up a little bit. But it's goofy, it's tons of laughs, everyone has a blast.
Well, that's why they call it Ball Buster. I mean, does anybody even shoot par?
Yeah, and if
they do?
We do, we typically the winning score will be like 4 or 5 under par, which is
really—it's
amazing that teams can get that low because it really is foul, and it's weather dependent too. If the weather's the fouler the weather, the higher the scores.
Right. Yeah. What would make you have to reschedule it? Now, obviously, snow.
Yep, snow or heavy frost.
Yeah.
Yeah, or rain. If it rained so horrifically to where the greens were underwater. That's a possibility. So
if it's raining like when the preacher was playing golf in Caddyshack when he got struck by lightning,
that's a reschedule.
That would be, you'd say maybe we ought to move it to the next
week.
We
might just wait a week and come back and revisit this issue.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's called the Ball Buster. And to enter, how would they do that?
Yeah, the best place, you can call us always at 360-734-6435. Or you can go to the website, which is a great way to get all the information you need. Mm-hmm. That's www.suddenvalleygolfcourse.com. So there's the entry forms on there, all the info, our calendar of events is there. So great spot to start always is with the...
Quick reminder again, you will be entering the Ball Buster tournament, part of the Audi Bellingham Winter Series.
You got it.
Once again, it's the Ball Buster. Also because, it like you said, it's just goofy, it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's competition, but does everybody just kind of... Would there be a little adult beverage intaking going on?
There will be several adult beverages, yeah, okay. More than likely. In fact, my one of the tee boxes is in my yard.
Really?
The fourth hole, my house is right near the fourth hole.
Do you grill for everybody?
I don't grill, but there might be coffee and some special additives to the coffee.
Maybe a little Kahlua?
Just possibly. I can't comment, but
I'm a little disappointed for those playing through aren't be able to get a grill off the steak or something.
Yeah.
A steak off the grill.
My daughter loves it, actually, because she serves. She'll be out there serving.
How's her game, by the way?
Her game's good, yeah. No? She doesn't play in the winter. She's a soccer player now, so this time of year she plays soccer, but she'll be getting the golf clubs out March 1st. High school golf season starts, so.
I assume we'll be talking about that.
You know it,
In the time we have left, anything else? I mean, you got all the golf carts and the golf boards charged up?
Golf boards are put away. They're kind of a spring and summer thing in fall, but the other stuff we have going is our memberships. It's the time of year where we really start cranking memberships out. So membership has been growing really nicely over the last couple of years. So we got lots of great offerings, great stuff. We have these social memberships that are as little as $125. We have associate memberships. We have full memberships. So tons of great value, no matter how much golf you play, whether you just play a few times a year or whether you play 150 times a year. We got a perfect membership.
By the way, were you over at El Agave when they were celebrating, was it a couple of weeks back? They had their 10th, 30th, whatever they call it?
Fourth anniversary.
Were you over there?
I was there, yeah.
I figured
absolutely.
You would
That's
be.
Right,
yeah.
Darn
I
right.
I didn't make it for that, but I kind of had a feeling you had a bowl-sized margarita waiting for me.
I've seen them, and I've heard of people drinking those things.
You're a little scared?
Goodness
they
gracious,
really
I would never I would never do anything like that, Bill. Yeah, my wife would.
Yeah. So if they want to get involved in the Audi Bellingham Winter Series, and one is coming up a week from today. And once again, I don't know if we've mentioned it, but it's called the Ball Buster Tournament.
I think we've only mentioned it 34 times.
Well, you want to get your money's worth here.
Exactly.
Let's tell them again how to get entered.
The best thing to do is to go to the website, www.suddenvalleygolfcourse.com. You can find all the information there and lots of other cool stuff, information on our memberships, and any info you want would be there. And of course, contact info, you can just give us a call at 360-734-6435.
Do me a favor, come back in a few days and tell me how what a huge success the Ball Buster tournament was.
I can't wait to do it. I'll do it for sure.
Take care. That's Brian Krulak, Director of Golf, Sudden Valley Golf Course. Community Connection continues just a moment. KGMI News Talk 790, KGMI.com, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.